again. Because you, how great you are. How great you are. How worthy you are. In awesome wonder, I consider all the works thy hand has made. I see the stars. I hear the mighty thunder. Thy work throughout the universe display. To see you on the cross bearing my sin and my burdens.
Thank you for the price you paid. 主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开说：这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起饼来说：这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。感谢赞美主。等一下我们开始播饼聚会，我们在领用圣餐的时候，请还没有受洗的，也还没有信主的朋友们，我们请你暂时不要领用。我们也巴不得有一天你们赶快进入到神的家，丰富的家里面，我们一起享受神丰盛的筵席。好，我们就开始我们今天的播饼聚会，请唱诗歌51首。
们感谢赞美你，主啊，你就是那位又真又活的神，你不单是神，你甚至差遣你的儿子来到地上，主啊，为了我们这一般罪恶过犯的人死在十字架上，主啊，每当唱这首诗歌的时候，我们能表达我们里面对你的感恩，主啊，但是我们知道你就是要我们为你成就自己，你牺牲了自己，主啊，召见众儿女围绕饼杯，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，把我们的心都焦点在你面前，羔羊是配，羔羊是配，哈利路亚，我们赞美主，奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿门。哈利路亚，我们赞美主，是的，羔羊是配，
阿门。
羔羊是配，
阿门。
我天上的宝贝，竟然为了罪人，我们这帮罪人被钉在十字架上，成就了无比的救恩，
阿门。
哦，神的爱就再次向我们显明了，
阿门。
找到所有蒙恩的罪人，势力在你桌前，
是
你在仇敌面前我们摆设的筵席，
阿门。
找到这样的人来吃你喝你享受你，
阿门。
哦，这是你的恩典，
阿门。
这是你的爱，
阿门。
愿所有蒙恩的罪人都来说，
阿门。
耶稣，我们爱你，
阿门。
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿门。
The Lord of hosts was soaking his glory and came down into darkness.
Amen.
Oh Lord, that we may see the light.Oh, Lord Jesus, this morning we give you thanks and we give you praise. Amen. And yes, oh, as we cry out, worthy is the Lamb.
Amen.
Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. May heaven and earth echo, worthy is the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.主耶稣，我们赞美你，主啊，我们是知道你是坐宝座的那一位。哦，主耶稣，但是我们在你饼杯面前，我们也来称度，主啊，神不吝差遣爱子来为我死。哦，主耶稣啊，你为我们成为最卑微的。哦，主耶稣啊，也为我们死在十架上。主啊，如今神把你高举，主啊，把超乎万民之上的名赐给你，叫天上的、地上的、地底下的无不屈膝，无不因为无不口称基督耶稣为主，叫荣耀归给父神。
Amen.
我们赞美你。
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we do want to praise you.
Thank you
for this wonderful invitation.
Amen.
This divine invitation.
Amen.
Lord, this is a table of love.
Lord,
this table testifies you love us.
Amen.
You gave yourself to us so that you can gain us.
Amen.
This morning we were all gained by you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we do want to love you.
Amen.
We want to pursue you.
Amen.
We want to follow Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful salvation.
Hallelujah.
Pray in your precious name.
Amen.
观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144,000人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老面前唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这歌。
值得早晨我们赞美，我们还要来赞美被杀的羔羊，如今已经高坐在宝座上。主啊，你为我们所成就的，当你在十字架上说成了的时候，主啊，所有死亡的权势都被败坏，所有罪人得着了盼望。今天我们都是身上带着耶稣的宝血，你的救恩何等的稳固，让我们能够稳踏羔羊救赎根基，所有其他地位权势留下。主啊，今天我们站在蒙恩的地位上，我们不仅与神和好，我们能够以神为乐，我们能够以神为我们荣耀的前途。主啊，我们的心真是要来赞美你，我们的心今天早晨在这里都向你打开。哦，你不仅仅有空处为着你，主啊，来登我们心中的宝座，成为教会的元首。我们把所有的敬拜都来归给你，我们谢谢你，我们敬拜你，我们愿意一生来爱你。为我们祝福桌上的饼和杯，主啊，让我们带着虔诚敬畏感恩的心来吃它，接着吃你喝你，能够与你有完全的联合。主啊，不仅仅你一切所有的成为我们的，主啊，更是让我们这个人，我们的一生也都成为你的，也都愿意为你而活。我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿们。
我们接下来唱的这首歌，礼拜五晚上唱过一次，所以我们今天就请大家跟我们一起来唱。 Here I am, Lord. 是的，主耶稣，我们在这里，我们听见你的呼召，我们一起来对他说，主耶稣，我们在这里。
阿门。
Thank you.
我们一起低头祷告。主，我们的心再次敬拜你。
Lord, how our hearts worship you.
真的谢谢你在十字架上为我们所做成的。
We thank you once again for what you've done on the cross for us.
让我们不仅仅成为蒙恩的罪人。
And not only are we sinners saved by grace.
也让我们成为蒙爱的儿女。
But we are those who are beloved of the Lord.
也更让我们成为蒙召的祭司。
And we are called to be a priest.
能够终身侍立在你的面前
that all the days of our lives we may stand before you
坦然无惧地用圣洁公义来侍奉你
without fear with righteousness and justice to serve you
主啊你更是把一个荣耀的使命放在你儿女们的身上
and you also place a holy commission in us
让我们居然能够成为你的见证人
that we may be witnesses for you
成为你生命的见证人
be witnesses of this life that is in us
成为你伟大救恩的见证人
and witnesses of this great salvation
成为你荣耀计划和旨意的见证人
Witnesses of this glorious plan that you have for us.
早上我们不光唱说主啊，我们在这里。
Well, not only are we singing, "Here I am, Lord."
主啊，你让我们的心真的能够答应这个呼召。
But each and every one of our hearts may respond to this call.
你让我们每一个人都能够侍立在你的面前。
That every person may be able to stand before you.
我们这一生就活这么一次。
We only live but this once, Lord.
主让我们活得有意义
Lord, we pray that we will live in a meaningful way.
让我们活得蒙你悦纳
We will live in such a way that is acceptable in your eyes.
让我们活得能够给周围的人带来祝福
That we may bring blessing to those who are around us.
主啊，我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
在你桌子面前，我们把一切的敬拜荣耀归给你
And once again before your table, we give you all the worship and all the glory.
归给我们在天上的父，归给我们被杀的羔羊
To our Father in heaven, to the Lamb that was slain.
直到世世代代，永永远远
Until forever and forever to come.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
弟兄姐妹平安，都是我。感谢主啊！我们今天真的是每一个人都是分别时间出来来到山上参加我们的退休会，就好像啊，我们来到一个耶稣基督的这个住宿学校。真的是在我们一起在那边同吃同住，一起来跟耶稣基督来啊，来听耶稣基督的话语，真的是好不好？真的是我希望，真的是希望我们这次上山啊，不要白白废掉，我们能够真的是来基督耶稣基督耶稣的学校里面晋升更晋升，真的是每天每日都能够与主更亲，爱主更深。阿门。好不好？我们今天起立，我们一起来唱这首诗歌：晋升晋升，每日更晋升。
我愿你我当面
主更近，爱主更深。
我不晓得应该讲又是我还是终于是我。
I don't know if I should say me again or finally me.
那我们感谢神给我们每一次这样子的聚会。
I really do want to thank the Lord for these opportunities.
我不是因为今年的人数比从前进步，我高兴。
I'm not glad just simply because we have more people attending this year than last year.
是我能够看见弟兄姊妹的渴慕，我们在主面前侍奉的品质都在进步中。
But I see the hunger within the brothers and sisters' hearts, and the quality of our services are all improving.
那我更盼望我们能够在讨主喜悦的事情上，还有我们所承受的祝福上，也能够不住的增加。
I certainly pray that concerning the things that would please the Lord, and concerning the blessing that would bring about God's house, that they would also increase.
刚才有弟兄问我是不是感冒了。
Somebody asked me, brother, are you sick?
我想大概听我的声音比较低沉哈。
Perhaps my voice is a little lower.
因为我昨天晚上大概只睡四个小时，起来十几次。
I only had about 4 hours of sleep. I kept waking up last night.
所以如果你们也想睡觉的话，这个我们彼此帮忙哈。
And if you're falling asleep, let's help one another this morning.
不要我等一下梦见自己在讲道，醒来发现真的在讲道。
And I don't want to dream about myself speaking. All of a sudden, I find myself I am speaking.
而且陈明说一讲完道就要去照相，所以睡眼惺忪，照得不好看。
And our brother 陈明 says right after the message, gotta go take a picture. Regardless how we slept, maybe we won't look so good, but we're gonna take the picture anyway.
来，我们一起加油。
Let's all encourage each other.
我非常谢谢边老弟兄还有 Brother Ernest 他们这么多次的过来帮助我们。
And I really like to thank elderly Brother Ben and.Brother Ernest for helping us these years.
他们不辞劳苦从那么远飞过来。
They come from afar.
我们实在求主借着他们对我们说话。
And we certainly pray and know that the Lord is speaking to us through them.
其实我们的神是说话的神。
Our God is the God who speaks.
关键是在于我们常常没有听话。
Often it depends on whether we hear it or not.
或是我们听到了我们没有照着去行。
Or whether we've heard it and that we've heard it but we did not do accordingly.
我到很多地方去就发现他们都已经开始实行我们的新人门训。
And I know a lot of places that I go and visit, they have begun this Newman discipleship that we're doing.
我们到希腊去，到这个加拿大去，到英国去，都有很多的教会，还中国更多哈，都在实行我们的新人门训。
We visited Greece, Canada, and England, and many churches in China. They're all put into practice this Newman discipleship.
只要我听到的，我一定提醒他们一件事情。
And if I hear that they are doing the same program, I remind them of the same thing.
我说这一次新人门训对我们全教会最大的挑战就在于实行。
The greatest challenge for our church as a whole is to practice and actualize this Newman discipleship.
因为今天这个时代最大的危机就是我们到底听太多，但是我们活不出来。
The critical point is that we heard so many messages, but we can't live it out.
我们所懂的所听的远远超过我们活出来的
What we know and what we hear surpass what we're able to live out
不管是大人是这样孩子是这样
Whether
it be the adults 多年的都常常是这样
The adults, the young ones or those who've been in the faith for many, many years
所以我们一起加油
So again, encourage each other
那这次大会主题讲到主啊我在这里
And the theme of the conference is Here I am, Lord
那 我因为正好在教会在讲这些人是谁
And during this time I've been talking about a series about Who are these people?
那我就发现我好几个想讲的人已经没有时间讲了。
And I discovered that many people that I want to touch upon, I don't have the opportunity or the time to do so.
所以我就趁着这次特会讲保罗啊。
So through this conference, I want to talk about Paul.
保罗也是这些人是谁中间一个很重要不可少的人物。
And he's an important person among the series of topic, who are these people?
然后他又非常 fit 今天的这个主题叫做主啊我在这里。
And he also fit this particular topic, here I am, Lord.
所以今天早上我从他遇见主的那一刹那啊。
And this morning, I'm going to start from the very moment that he saw the Lord.
神向他显现的时候，他对主的问话。
And the questions that he had for the Lord when the Lord appeared to him.
他问了主两个话。
He asked the Lord two questions.
第一个主啊，你是谁？
He says, the first question was, Lord, who are you?
他想知道这位这么大人向他显现的到底是谁。
He wants to know who exactly is this person that has revealed himself to him.
那第二个他想知道的就是说，主啊，我当做什么？
And second question he asks is, Lord, what do you want me to do?
今天晚上的这一堂呢
And this evening's message
我就用他这个最后要被押送到罗马之前在亚基帕王面前做见证的时候
And I want to use the reference of right before he was taken to Rome and he was before King Agrippa and the testimony that he gave
他已经将近58岁60岁了再过几年他就要殉道了
He was about 58, 60 years of age and he's coming very, very close to his martyrdom
他在亚基帕王面前做的见证。
And before King Agrippa, he testified.
他说：“故此我没有违背那从上头来的意象。”
As therefore, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
所以我们看见了他的开始。他说：“主啊，你是谁？我该做什么？”
And from his beginning, Lord, who are you? What do you want me to do?
那么从他知道以后
，And from the moment that he understood,
他整个这一生就为了这件事情活着。
His life was lived entirely for this vision.
所以当他在最后要结束的时候
，So at the conclusion of his life,
他能够说：“我没有违背那从天上来的意象。”
He can say, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我想昨天晚上 Brother Ernest 给我们提醒的亚撒王是一个非常重要的提醒。
And Brother Ernie gave us a very stern warning last night of King Asa.
35年多这样子的敬虔在神的面前行为正的事。
35 years, he lived righteously before God and did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
就在最后靠近终点的时候 他 stumbled, 他失败了。
And right at the finish line, he stumbled and he fell.
所以我想我们不光在每一个的现在求神帮助我们 doing well,
and we
也希望我们在结束的时候能够 finish well.
And not only do we call out to the Lord and ask the Lord to help us every one of our now moments, but that we would finish well at the end.
所以我们现在来看今天早上保罗的问的问题。
So we want to come and look at the question that Paul asked of the Lord.
那个主啊，你是谁？我想我们不在这个今天的题目里面了。
I'm going to skip that question of Lord, who are you?
其实是一样的。好，接着他就说，主啊，我当做什么
？And immediately he asked, Lord, what do you want me to do?
请问这句话里面包含着什么
？And what are the essence of this question?
主啊，我当做什么？你们觉得这句话里面包含着什么
？What do you think Paul was thinking when he asked the question, Lord, what do you want me to do?
嘿，你们眼睛都还大大的，怎么搞得都不行呢
？Your eyes are
像我眼睛如同无有，却炯炯有神。
All of your eyes are wide open, yet you guys are speechless. Why is that?
你们白长的大眼睛，到底在干嘛？都在发呆啊！
All these beautiful eyes, they're wasted.
他比这个 Shirley 比于师母有福哈，他还加上 beautiful eyes， 我都没有讲。哎，你们 beautiful eyes， 你们在干嘛
？All of you guys have beautiful eyes.
张姐，你的眼睛也很大，来。OK， 把向他显现的当作主，这是叫做主权的认知啊，主权的认定。
Number one, he understood the lordship of Jesus Christ.
第二个呢
？Question with Lord.
主啊，
啊，第二个不要了，我们找一个小眼睛的。谁承认跟我眼睛差不多的
？Those of you.
OK， 好，请你。丁大海啊，顺服啊，很好哈。他说我当做什么，表示他已经预备好了，要来接受命令，接受 instruction。
What do you want me to do? Means that he's ready to receive instruction. He's willing to obey.
他已经 ready to take action 啊，他已经准备好要来有行动的。
He's ready to act. He's ready to have action.
你发现当他遇见主的时候，他马上就有这个反应。
You discovered that the moment that he met the Lord, he immediately responded this way.
他承认他是主。
He acknowledged that he is the Lord.
然后他已经用一个顺服的态度把自己预备好。
And with an obedient heart, he's already prepared himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里讲到我们要为主活的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we talk about the fact that we want to live for the Lord,
啊，我们先要在乎到底我们是不是真的把他当主。
And we want to care whether we truly treat him as Lord.
然后我们真的在这里说，我是不是预备好了要来顺服他给我所有的要求，所有的带领
？And then am I ready to obey all of his requirements and all of his leading?
要在神手中成为一个贵重的器皿。
And to be a vessel of honor in the hands of the Lord.
他最基本的条件就是你必须在他手中成为合用的器皿。
And the very fundamental requirement is that you need to be a useful vessel in his hands.
合用的器皿，除了器皿本身需要洁净以外
，Not only does the vessel need to be cleansed.
啊，他最基本的要求就必须 available， 就是他已经是可以被用的。
But the most fundamental requirement is that it is an available vessel.
那么至于被谁用、怎么被用，那是神的事情。
Whether how it's going to be used, who's going to use it, that's in the hands of God.
我好多年以前讲过一个小故事哈。
Many years ago, I told a story.
啊，恐怕至少在100年以前，有一个发电厂出了问题。
About 100 years ago, there was a generator plant that had a problem.
啊，他们请了一个专家来帮忙修理。
And they asked an expert to come in to fix the problem.
那个专家到处到处找，到处找，到处找到找到问题了。
The expert looked around, looked around. Finally, he found the problem.
他跟人家说拿一个铁锤给我。
So give me a hammer.
然后他就嘣一打。
And he used a hammer. He hit it in this one spot.
他感冒了，精神力量不够，砰一打，结果就 work 了。
Boom, and it worked.
然后账单来的时候150块美金，那时候是很贵很贵很贵的了。
And then the bill came, it was $150. Imagine it was a very pricely tag.
那个厂长就跟他说：“你怎么会这样敲一下150块呢？”
So the plant manager asked him, "You only knocked it once. How come it's $150?"
啊，他说敲一下只要1块钱。
And yes, this one strike only cost you a dollar.
但是知道在哪里敲149块。
But knowing where to hit it, that's $149.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，你一个铁锤子交给小孩子，他也给你到处乱敲，把你的盘子碗都敲破了。
So if you give the hammer into the hands of a child, he will break everything, all of your dishes and all your valuable china.
当一个问题出现的时候
，But when a problem appears,
这个时候如果最需要的是一个螺丝起子 ，Phillips drive.
What is most needed to fix the problem is a Phillips screwdriver.
需要一个十字的 driver， 你就可以把那个螺丝上紧了。
And with the Phillips screwdriver, you can tighten that particular screw.
你的铁锤就不是一个最合用的器皿。
Then the hammer is not the most useful vessel.
但是当你刚刚碰到这个问题的时候，螺丝起子就没用了，它敲不动的。
But when you discover this problem, then the screwdriver is useless because it doesn't have any weight.
所以第一件事情要成为合用的器皿，就是 available to be used.
So the very first thing is to be a vessel that is available to be used.
如果这个时候神要解决一个问题，需要一个榔锤，但是却没有。
If God has a problem that He needs to solve, He needs a hammer, yet He can't find a hammer.
但我不能说神不能解决，这个例子不好哈，那种问题就被卡住了。
A bad example. God could do anything, but let's say the problem is stuck.
但是你们知道，不是光有铁锤就可以解决问题。
It's not simply having the hammer the problem can be solved.
而是能够交在主的手中，让主来用。
But that the hammer may be in the hands of the Lord, that He may use it.
所以当保罗在这里说：“主啊，我当做什么？”
So when Paul is saying, "Lord, what should I do?"
他不仅仅承认他是主。
He not only acknowledged that Jesus is the Lord.
他愿意把自己交在主的手中。
That he wants to place himself in the hands of his Lord.
那么怎么用？什么方式用，什么时候用，那是主的事情。
How the Lord use it, when He'll use it, and the manner by which He'll use it is up to the Lord.
所以当我们在这里祷告说，主啊，我在这里，或主啊，我当做什么
？So when we're praying, Lord, here I am, or Lord, what is it that you want me to do?
这是我开头需要先给大家有的一个观念。
I need to have this opening concept that is instilled in all of our minds.
那我在这里一开始讲到保罗的这一生断送在耶稣基督的显现上。
And I said that Paul's entire life has culminated at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
哦，这句话写的好像很残酷哈。
And these words seem so cruel concerning the life of Paul.
特别断送这两个字。
And that it's ended, it's concluded as seeing Christ.
因为我觉得只有这两个字够位到位。
I think that these words can fully describe the essence of what happened in his life.
保罗原来有一个非常锦绣的前程。
And Paul had a wonderful future in front of him.
从人来说，特别从犹太教来说，他是人中人，人上人。
From man's perspective, from the perspective of Judaism, he is a head above shoulders of all around.
他博学多闻，他律法熟悉，而且他在律法的义上是无可指责的。
He is well educated. He knows the law, and concerning the law, he said that he is blameless.
他是法利赛人中的法利。
He is the Pharisee among the Pharisees, and this is
incredible.
He is good in every way.
而且大祭司众人都重用他。
And the high priest and everybody acknowledged him and wants to use him.
就在他这里拿着大祭司的命令要去大马士抓基督徒的时候。
And when he got the command from the high priest to go to Damascus to seize the Christians that were there.
上一分钟这个人的琐事跟他未来的计划和前途。
And concerning who he is and all the plans that is before him,
就是他三十多年努力结果达到的高峰。
And at the very pinnacle of his life, everything that he's worked toward in his 30 some odd years,
他要继续往前爬上去的时候，
as he's taking that next step forward,
突然天上的大光向他显现。
All of a sudden, the light came forth from heaven above.
因着神怜悯的心肠叫日光叫清晨的日光临到了他。
Because God's great mercy, the light of the day spring shone upon him.
所以他从那一刻开始，他整个人生改变了。
So from that very moment, his entire life was changed.
我用断送这个字，就是表示他是一个截然的不同啊。
And I use the word ended, means that it's forever changed.
不光是 no turning back, 他不想回去，是他也回不去了。
Not only he could not turn back, but he cannot turn back. He doesn't have the ability to turn back.
因为这个意象抓住他。
Because this vision has laid hold of him.
你们可不可以举什么例子回不去的例子？
Can you give me some example where there's no return route for him?
啊，有一个小女孩在花园里面看到一棵，一朵很美丽的玫瑰花。
And there's a little girl. She saw a very beautiful rose in the garden.
啊，她叫她爸爸剪下来给她，因为她好喜欢。
And she cut it off because she really loved the rose.
啊，她爸爸把它剪下来，把刺拿掉了，给她了。
Her father.Cut the rose and took off the thorns and gave the rose to her.
他玩了以后，他就跟爸爸说：“爸爸，你再帮我放回去。”
And she finished playing with that rose. She says, "Dad, can you put it back, please?"
放得回去吗？
Can you put it back?
这个花的前途断送在这个女孩的决定上。
The future of this flower has ended at the liking of this little girl.
圣经里面雅各书第二章。
And James chapter 2 it says.
他说：“当葡萄开花放香的时候。”
The Psalm of Solomon, when the grapes are blooming,
要为我们擒捉小狐狸，小狐狸。
Go and capture all the foxes.
因为小狐狸真的像狐狸狗一样，很可爱的哈。
Though they look very cute.
我最怀念我们家以前养的那个小狐狸狗，那个圆圆滚滚的，一拍在地上滚来滚去，胖胖的，好可爱。
I remember we used to have this dog that kind of looked like a fox, and it's so cute and fluffy, and we could pat it around, it'll roll on the ground.
我看我儿子的眼光不太对劲，他可能要叫我再养一只狗了。
I think from the side of Aaron, he wants us to raise another dog.
所以你不会想到这是一个问题。
You don't think that this is a problem.
因为他很可爱。
Because these foxes, they look
so cute.
所以我们
留下他来。
So we keep them around.
哪里晓得当他跑来跑去追来追去的时候。
Not to realize when they start chasing each other in the grapevine.
他把开花的葡萄的花全部给弄掉了。
They ruin all the blossom of the vineyard.
弄完了以后这棵葡萄树是已经没有结果子的盼望。
And afterwards, this vine has no hope of ever bearing fruit.
将来收成的盼望全部都断送在这些小狐狸上。
And the hope of harvest has all ended.At these foxes.
我想这样子两个例子大家可以明白了。
If I give you these two examples, you can understand what I mean when I say ended.
当保罗遇见主的时候
，When Paul met the Lord,
他不仅仅被主的大光吸引了
，Not only was he drawn by this great light,
他整个的一生被神改变过来
，His entire life has been changed and transformed.
他再也不会回去
，He never wants to go back.
他也不想回去
，And he doesn't want to go back.
他也不可能回去
，It is impossible for him to turn back.
因为是一个完全不同的路
，Because this is a path that is completely different.
在这里我们说到从此以后他有一个很清楚的主
So we said that from this point he has a very clear master
圣经上告诉我们他是要让主在凡事上居首位这是我们去年的主题
The scripture tells us very clearly that the Lord will have the first place in all things in his life
弟兄姊妹你要知道我们每一个人都有自己的主人
Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you all that we all have a master
不管你相信不相信根据圣经来说每一个人都有自己的主人
Whether you believe it or not, every person has a master.
而且圣经很稀奇的它是用几乎用二分法
And the scripture is very interesting that it uses
你如果不是罪的奴仆,
if you're not the slave of sin,
你就是义的奴仆,
then you are the slave of righteousness.
如果不是肉体血气辖制我们,
if the flesh and blood does not bound you,
就是圣灵来管理我们,
then the Holy Spirit will have control over you.
如果不是马门是我们的主,
if the mammon is not your master,
就是神是我们的主,
then God will be your master.
所以弟兄姊妹，世界、肉体、罪恶、撒旦都可能成为我们的主。
The world, the sin, Satan, they can all be our master.
我们的自己可以成为我们的主。
We ourselves can be our own master.
所以今天到底谁是我们的主？
So today, who is our master?
这永远是我们在走主的道路，甚至要侍奉神的时候，第一个要解决的问题。
And that is the very first question we got to resolve when we're walking in the ways of the Lord.
我们决定不能。不可能，当然在我们的经历上是这样哈。
And we cannot say it is impossible, though in our experiences.
但是在神的眼中，我们只有两个主人可以挑。
But in the eyes of the Lord, there are only but two masters to choose from.
然后上次讲到有一个人搬到美国中部去。
And one person moved into the Midwest of the United States.
有一天周末，他在那里洗车子的时候。
One day in the weekend, he was washing his car.
他的邻居走过来，就跟他想要跟他认识认识，打打招呼。
His neighbor came up to him, wanted to greet him, wants to talk to him a little bit.
就跟他讲说：“嘿，老兄，这辆车是你的吗？”
Say, hey, buddy, is this car yours?
It's a beautiful car, 很漂亮，很酷。
It's a very nice car, very beautiful car.
没想到他讲出来这个，他说 sometimes 的，有时候是我的。
And so his response was, sometimes it is mine.
这个邻居就很好奇，为什么会是 sometimes， 为什么是有时候呢？
So this neighbor was very curious and began to ask, how come only sometimes?
他说我的女儿要去看朋友开 party 的时候就把她开走了。
So when my daughter wants to go see her friends, she has a party, she'll take the car.
我的儿子想去看球赛，想跟朋友 hang out 的时候，他又把她开走了。
When my son wants to go to a game or hang out with his friends, he'll take the car.
我每一次把她洗完洗得干干净净的时候，我的太太就把她开走了。
And every time I wash it clean, my wife takes the car.
然后每一次它脏的时候，需要加油的时候，他们都交给我了。
Every time it's dirty, every time it needs gas, they say, "Dad, it's your car."
所以它的 ownership 就是需要洗车的时候，需要加油的时候。
So his ownership is only at the period where it needs gas and when it's dirty.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得像不像我们哈
？Brothers and sisters, do you think this is exactly like us?
很多的时候，我们快乐的时候，根本忘记主是谁，连主怎么写都忘记了。
A lot of time we're so happy we forgot even how to spell the word Lord.
我们不需要主的时候，真的不记得他是谁。
And when we don't need the Lord, we totally forgot about him.
等到我们碰到难处的时候，我们想到耶稣。
And when we're in troubles, ah, Jesus.
但是在保罗的这一生不是这样。
But in Paul's life, he did not live that way.
当他真遇见主的时候
，When he truly met the Lord,
他不仅仅问说：“主啊，你是谁？”
He not only asked, "Lord, who are you?"
他接着就问说：“主啊，我该做什么？”
And then he says, "Lord, what do you want me to do?"
那弟兄姊妹，我们就看到他这一生就成为主的囚奴。
So his entire life now he's become the bond servant of the Lord.
他不只是用 servant， 他是用 slave 这个 bond slave 这个字。
He did not use the term servant， but he used the term bond slave.
这个 servant 是可以换的，可以走的。
And servants can come and go.
但是 slave 奴隶是主人的所有权，是一个财产一样。
But a bond slave, a slave is a possession of his owner.
在当时是不可能有任何罗马公民会用 slave 来形容自己的。
And no citizen of Rome would ever call himself a slave.
因为他们可以买奴隶来伺候他们的。
Because the law allows them to purchase people to be their slaves.
所以保罗太知道这个字的意思是什么。
So Paul knows exactly what this term means.
今天我们这个时代很少人有观念是 slave 的观念。
And nowadays it's very difficult for us this concept of slavery.
但是保罗太清楚了。
But Paul knew very well.
所以当他遇见主之后
，So from the moment that he met the Lord,
他就甘心在主的面前称自己是主的奴隶。
He was more than willing to call himself a slave of the Lord.
就像昨天晚上 Brother Ernest 讲到 slave for Jesus.
And just as Brother Ernest shared last night that I'm a slave for Jesus.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，太感人了。
And it does move our hearts.
我相信在我们里面，我们很少有这样子的意念。
I know in us, seldom do we have such a thought.
我们会愿意侍奉主。
Yes, we're willing to serve the Lord.
我们会愿意听他的话。
Yes, we want to listen to the Lord.
但是我们很少在身份上，我们是这样子的认定说，主，我是你的 slave.
But positionally, seldom do we say, Lord, I am your slave.
不管你叫我做什么。
No matter what you want me to do.
不管你怎样要求我。
No matter how you require me to do it.
不管你把我摆在怎样的处境里面。
No matter where you put me.
我信任你，因为你是我的主。
I trust you because you are my Lord.
我顺服你，因为你是我的主。
I obey you because you are my Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是当时 slave 的态度。
And that's the attitude of a slave in those days.
但你就看看我们今天在侍奉上很不容易哈。
You just discover the way we serve, we're not very much like that.
我已经常为我们教会弟兄姊妹侍奉的态度感谢神。
I'm very thankful for many of the way brothers and sisters serve the Lord at our church.
很多人任劳任怨，光为了退休会办 公室同工也好 AV 同工也好大会同工也好背后不知道花多少时间
So many brothers spend numerous hours in and out of the church just preparing for this one retreat
我们都以为聚个会本身就会自动出现的
Sometimes we come we think oh the meeting just happens by itself
你看背后花多少功夫
There's so many services and hours spent
光要安排住宿就不得了
Just to prepare where everyone is going to lodge it was difficult already
你说哈我睡在地上还需要花这么多功夫安排出来的
You say I'm sleeping on the ground and require somebody to spend effort to coordinate all this
你不晓得为了 让你睡地人家花了多少的智慧恩典和力量
Just to coordinate it so that you would sleep on the ground so much effort and wisdom has been placed into it
然后冒了多少的风险可能会绊倒你可能会挨你骂
And they worry that they may stumble you they may be scolded by you
后来左看右看你还蛮属灵的把你安排到睡地了
They look at you they think about you Ah, this is a spiritual brother or sister He can sleep on the ground
每一件事都不容易的
Nothing was easy
但弟兄姊妹我们在主的面前如果我们真是这样子为己无所求为主求一切
And we could truly say the words For myself I sought nothing But for the Lord I sought everything
那我相信我们在主的面前会很不一样
Then I trust that when we're before the Lord We'll be completely different
那现在我们来到保罗这个问题
And now we come to Paul's question
保罗问的是什么问题
What did he ask?
主啊我当做什么
Lord what do you want me to do?
然后我的第二个标题是什么
And the second bullet on the outline
保罗的 这一生都以得着基督为至宝
And to have lay hold of Christ as his utmost prize for the entirety of his life
所以你们可能会想说余弟兄你是不是时差太厉害了这个信息怎么搞得不连贯
And you're probably saying brother you're probably going through some jet lag your outline seems to be out of joint
加油哈我们两个都有时差那个
We're both suffering from jet lag
有传染的我刚刚跟他握手他都不跟我握手怕我传染给他
Pastor you wanted to shake my hand earlier I wouldn't shake his hand because I was afraid that I would infect him
他说我刚刚跟他握手他不让是因为他怕传染给我因为他有感冒
Amen
这有一次有一个福音朋友来教会听完道以后那个邀他的就说哎，怎么样你今天听得怎么样
So one time a gospel friend came to church and the person who invited him asked him how was the service today how was it
因为看他那个朋友一直中间在打瞌睡断断续续的
And notice his friend kept falling asleep
他说你们牧师讲道还不错了只是不太连贯就是了
And your pastor speaks pretty well but he doesn't seem like this the message flows very well
因为他听一听又睡着了起来再听一点再听一点
Because he listens, he falls asleep, he listens, he falls asleep, of course everything is out of joint.
所以讲得还不错只是不连贯。那我现在要对你们醒着的也跟你讲看起来不连贯。
So for those of you who are awake, seemingly it doesn't fit.
保罗问说主啊我当做什么
Paul says, Lord, what do you want me to do?
我在这里却说保罗的整个一生都是以得着基督为至宝为
And I say,
作为回答。
Paul lived his life entirely to gain Christ as his utmost prize.
弟兄姊妹我们平常讲到我碰到事情我们第一个想就是我该做什么
And when we come across something the very first of our response is Lord what do you want me to do
但是神在乎我们所是的永远过于我们所做的
But Lord cares about who we are more so than about what we do
在我们真正能够被神用之前我们必须先成为一个对的人
And before we can be used by God we need to be the right person
在我们能够真正被神拿来祝福别人之前 before, 我们必须里面真正有福在我们里面
Before God can take us and make us a blessing for othersBlessing must be inside of us.
当我们说到亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候
And when we say Abraham was called
他是我们信心的祖宗我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙
He was the father of faith for us and we are all of his descendants.
所以神召亚伯拉罕的目的就成为我们蒙召的目的
And so call on Abraham became the call for us.
神为什么召亚伯拉罕
Why did God call Abraham?
考考大家这么久了这是我第一个讲的人物是吧亚伯拉罕为什么蒙召
Why was Abraham called?
第一个承受祝福
that he may be inheritance of the blessings of God
论福我要赐大福给你
concerning blessing I will bless you greatly
这是神召我们第一个目的啊
that's the very first purpose is why God called us
所以福音朋友请你们一定要抓住这个宝贵的机会
gospel friends lay hold of this precious moment
地上没有一个福比得上天上的神给我们的
there's no blessing that can surpass the blessings that God from heaven would give
所有的福是暂时的这个福是永远的
all the blessings that we have in this life are temporal but this blessing is eternal
很多的福都是外面的只有这个福是生命里面的
many b blessings are from the outside, but this blessing is from the inside of our lives.
所以神找亚伯拉罕说，我要赐大福给你。
So when God called Abraham, God said, Abraham, I will bless you greatly.
第一个为了承受祝福。
First of all, to be inheritor of blessing.
第二个神找亚伯拉罕是叫他成为祝福。
And then secondly, that he may become a blessing.
万民，地上的万国都要因你而得福。
All nations shall be blessed because of you.
你看到了没有？我们要承受祝福，然后成为祝福。
We are blessed so that we may bless others.
然后加拉太书告诉我们，这个福就是讲到耶稣基督自己。
And Galatians tell us that this blessing is Jesus Christ Himself.
啊，神给我们最大的祝福就是他的儿子。
The greatest blessing that God can give us is His own Son.
那圣经上说，哥林多前书第二章第九节，神为我们爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想过的。
Second Corinthians 2:2-9 says that the blessings that God has waiting for us.Are those the eyes have not seen and ear have not heard, nor has the mind ever conceived?
你说全世界有任何一个祝福符合这个条件吗？
And does any blessing in this world would meet this criteria?
绝对没有。
None.
有的话已经不合乎这个条件了。
If there were, then it wouldn't satisfy these requirements, right?
因为眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听过，人心未曾想过的，你想到了，所以不算。
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, mind has never conceived. The moment you thought about it.It's not part of this blessing.
只有在基督里 always 有 surprise.
Only in Christ, we are always surprised.
永远有我们从来没想过的。
Always something that we've never imagined before.
所以神给我们最大的祝福就是他儿子。
So the greatest blessing is Jesus himself.
罗马书八章三十二节，神既不爱惜他的儿子为我们舍了。
Romans chapter 8 verse 32, that God did not treasure his own son, but he gave his son for us.
他就岂不把万物连同他自己一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Would he not give all things, including himself,freely to us.
就是说连他儿子都舍得给，还有什么不给？
So if he could give his only son, what else would he not give us?
连万有在神的眼中跟他儿子比都是 nothing.
And all things in heaven cannot compare to his son.
如果连儿子都舍得给，万有都可以给。
If the son he can give you, then he could give you all things.
弟兄姊妹，那你说我们今天在追求什么？
So brothers and sisters, what are we pursuing today?
为了追求薪水多一个零在后面，我们可以把命拼进去的。
And for our salaries to have one more extra zero at the very end, we could give our lives.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
为了多爬两个关，我们可以走很多后门，我们出卖人格。
And to be able to advance in our position, we're willing to betray people and go through the back door.
所以神给我们最大的祝福是他儿子。
The greatest blessing again that God can give us is His Son.
所以当我们要成为神合用的器皿。
So when we want to be a vessel that is useful in God's hand.
当我们真正要能够成为别人的祝福。
When we truly want to be a blessing to others.
当我们真正可以被神拿来让神。借着我们做事带下祝福的时候
When God can really take us and make us a blessing and bring about blessing and use us
我们必须是一个对的人
We must first be the right person
我们的生命必须是对的
Our life must be right
我们所服侍的内容内涵必须是对的
The content of our service must be right
所以保罗整个一生
So Paul's entire life
就是以得着基督为至宝
has treated as gaining Christ as his utmost treasure.
所以我现在把这两个连起来
And I connected these two points.
你就发现在腓立比书保罗说 One thing I do.
So you discover in Philippians, Paul says that one thing I do.
他先问神说我能做什么
He asked God, God, what do you want me to do for you?
等到他知道了以后
And once he's discovered, he knows it.
当他看见基督是一切又在一切之内
And when he knows that Christ is all and in all,
他就说 One thing I do 我只做一件事了
And then he says One thing I do
他知道神只叫他做一件事情
He knows that God only has one thing for him to do
是什么
What is it?
要竭力得着基督
To gain Christ
好所以我们一起来看这段圣经好不好
Let's read this portion of scripture together
哦，这段圣经已经 这本圣经已经40年了破烂烂的那边都掉了哈我肯定要 to project it 腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter 3
我们读第八节
verse 8
跟第九节
and verse 9
不但如此我也将万事当作有损的因为我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝我为他已经丢弃万事看作粪土为要得着基督好那我们请翻过来啊，对不起我这是两节的圣经所以跟你们不一样十二节
verse 12
这不是说我已经得着了已经完全了我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的或做基督耶稣所要我得的 好，那么现在十三节到十四节，今天早上大家的晨更，我们一起来念，好不好
？14, let's read it together. Our verses in the morning devotion.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。好，这个底下十五节、十六节，他说我们中间凡是成熟的人啊，就是。都要存这样子的心。
Verse 15 and 16 said, "Those who are mature need to have the same mind."
如果我们在什么事情上存了别的心，神要用这件事情来指示我们，或是来 correct 我们。
If our mind is on anything else, God will use this to correct our thoughts.
换句话说，任何时候我们的追求如果不是基督的话，他要帮我们扳回来。
In other words, anytime we pursue something that's other than Christ.This thought would bring us back.
啊，你们打过保龄球哈
？Have you guys all had a plate?
他一定要在正道上才能够把它全部打倒。
And you need to be in the middle of the lane to be able to strike those pins down.
所以当它偏离的时候，除非你会 curve 啊，这个把它要不要带回来的
？And if it drifts, unless you know how to curve the ball,
让它在 touch 他们之前，它回到正路上来。
And you need to bring the ball right back to the right path.
所以如果你偏开来的话，你要回来的。
So if you stray, you need to come back.
十六节，不管我们到了任何的地步，我们都当这么行。
Verse 16, no matter what degree we attain, we must do the same.
所以我们在这里看见保罗这一生里面，他有非常智慧的拣选。
And so this entire life that Paul lived, he had a very wise choice.
他明明有很可以夸口的背景。
He had a very a background that's very that can be boasted.
他的履历表，他的 profile 都是一等一的。
His profile, his resume is top notch.
啊，但我们前面没有读，他拿出来都是让犹太人佩服的不得了的。
And everything that he talked about is something that all the Jews would esteem.
你看，我们中间很多人申请工作，现在都不敢把成绩单给人家看，对不对
？And a lot of times when we apply for jobs, we're afraid to show our future employers our GPA.
那成绩好的人是想尽办法让人家看成绩哈。那老板不看都说你要不要看我成绩啊
？Now, those who wants to really show off and know that they have good grades, we say, "You want to see my grades?"
啊，成绩单不好的就会跟老板说：“哎呀，你要相信我，我这个人不在乎成绩的，我是在乎我的这个 performance."
And when our grades are lousy, we tell the people who wants to hire us, "Hey, don't worry about grades. I am a very capable person. You only need to care about performance."
保罗有非常漂亮的成绩单。
And Paul had a very wonderful resume, wonderful grade.
但是他说他把这些看作粪土。
But he says he count all those things as rubbish.
他说我把他们因着基督的缘故，那些从前以为与我有益的，现在因为基督当作有损的。
He said, because of Christ, those things that were beneficial to me at one point, I've counted them as lost.
啊，现在打瞌睡的，请告诉我，你有没有踩过粪土的经验
？And those of you who are nodding and dozing off, have you ever tread in poo before?
有没有人这辈子从来没有踩过粪土的经验的？请举手。
Anyone never set their feet in a?
没有啊，我本来想有的话就请，我就要找那个高墙整洁组，一定把它网罗入，去扫厕所哈。
If you never had that opportunity, I will send you this to clean the bathroom.
那你不小心踩到了，会感谢主。Hallelujah, 请举手好不好
Those of you who accidentally step on something very smelly, you would raise your hand and say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Anyone?
一定很难过，对不对
We all feel bad, right?
尤其是穿着新鞋子要去参加 wedding 的时候
Particularly when you're wearing your brand new pair of shoes on your way to a wedding.
啊，或是你才买了一个新的裤子，而且是白色的。结果被他弄上去了。
Your brand new pair of pants, and particularly it was white, and now it's been stained.
但是保罗居然能够说把万事跟粪土相比。
And Paul now can compare all things as rubbish.
啊，你们中间有很多新来的没有听过我们的历史。我们以前去中国乡下的时候，是住在这个草上哈，盖一块布就是了。
Those of you who are new, you don't know the our history and time past when we visited China.Our dwelling is just but on a field, and we would just put the blanket down.
然后我们的厕所是在猪圈里面。
And our bathroom is just literally among the pig pens.
所以每一次你去上厕所的时候，猪都来欢迎你。
So every time you go to relieve yourself, the pigs will gather around you.
那个感觉很不好，你蹲在那边后面一片猪。
That feeling is terrible. You're squatting there and.The pigs are right there next to you.
这个真的是如猪可慕什么一样，好，那真。
just as the pigs long for something, as if they're longing for something. And this feeling is terrible when you're squatting.
所以我每天晚上六点钟以后，我滴水不沾的。
And so after 6 p.m., I would never drink an ounce of water.
他们不管煮多好的汤，我晚上讲完道，给我煮什么泡什么茶，我一滴水都不喝的。
No matter how wonderful of a soup they would give me or how wonderful the tea would be, after 6 p.m., I would not drink anything.
所以很多人都问我说：“于弟兄，你讲台都不喝水的？”其实我都是训练出来的。
And a lot of people says that while I'm speaking, I'm not drinking any water. I am well trained.
因为我怕半夜去的话滑下去怎么办
？Because I was afraid that what if I went into the pig pen and all of a sudden I slip and fell.
所以弟兄姊妹，那是很不舒服的东西。
It is something that's going to cost me great discomfort.
那你粪土当粪土，我可以了解。
So if you treat dung as dung, I can understand.
我一个臭袜子当粪土，我也可以了解。
And my stinky socks as dung, I can understand.
他说 all things, everything.
But Paul says all things, everything.
中间有谁？你 iPad， 你绝对是粪土的。
And those of you who think iPads are like dung.
或的话，为什么天天摸来摸去呢
？Then why is it that you would touch it every day？
到哪里去都夹在底下呢
？Everywhere is right underneath you。
对不对？没有人会把它当粪土了。
Nobody would treat it as dung。
不要管讲弟兄了，姊妹们，你化妆品是粪土吗
？What about sisters? Your makeup？
你天天把粪土往脸上抹吗
？You would take dung and put it on your face？
还这样子，这样子，这样子。
And you would pat it, and you would pat it like this？
还需要进口的吗？还需要买进口的吗
？And you want those things that particularly that are imported？
不可能
，Of course not。
所以为什么保罗会说这些是粪土，而我们说不出来
？So why is it that Paul can say that he could treat all things as dung and we can't do the same？
因为他看见基督是至宝。
Because he saw Christ as his utmost prize。
所以如果不为基督的缘故，我们是不可能。把事情当粪土。
So unless we see Christ, we cannot see all things as dung.
所以这是第一个秘诀，为着基督的缘故，这是关键。
So this is the key for the sake of Christ.
第二个
，Secondly,
他说我先前以为与我有益的。
And he says that those things formerly I thought was gain to me.
现在因为基督的缘故，当作有损的。
Now because of Christ, I count them as lost.
一个是有益的，一个是有损的。
They were gained to him. Now they are lost.
这个需要属灵的看见。
This needs a spiritual insight.
我们怎么能够知道说，原来这些 iPad 或是世界上的享乐，这些荣华富贵对我是有害的
？And how do we come to the conclusion these iPads and the joy and the pleasure of this world is now harmful to me?
如果我们不当作有害的，你就不会想把它当粪土。
If we don't treat them as those things are harmful to us, then we will never see it as dung.
那我怎么可能会把它当有害的呢？只有一个原因，就是为了基督的缘故。
The only way that I can see them as lost to me, as harmful to me, is because of Christ.
所以保罗在这里有非常智慧的拣选哈。
So Paul had a very wise choice.
你千万不要觉得这是小事情。
Do not think this is a small thing.
我常常讲说，就算我们做不到看万事如粪土。
Oftentimes I've said, though we cannot treat all things as rubbish,
至少我们先做一件事情，以得着基督为至宝。
Let's do the very first thing, laying hold of Christ as my utmost prize.
我们都在做拣选。
And we are all making choices.
我们的这一生就是从拣选决定的。
And in our entire life has begun with a choice.
就像英文的那句话 ，Destiny is not a matter of chance, but a matter of choice.
Amen.
Amen. 就是我们将来的结局，我们的命，我们不是由机遇决定的，我们是由拣选决定的。
Our destiny is not made of, is not determined by chances, but by choice.
所以有一个人劝我们说，你不要天天瞧不起你太太的这个眼光哈，挑东西。他说你也是他挑的中间的一个。
And somebody had admonished a husband and said, "Don't despise the way your wife chooses things, because you were chosen by her."
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们每天都做拣选。保罗有非常智慧的拣选。
So every single day we're making choices, and Paul has made a very wise choice.
然后他有很专一的追求。
And he had the most singular pursuit.
他在这里告诉我们。
And here he tells us.
他说我只有一件事情。
He says, but one thing I do.
我们今天这次因为有年轻人哈。
I know because there are young people here in our midst.
年轻人，你们知道我最佩服你们是什么吗
？Do you know what is the one thing that I really admire of you?
JoJo， 你知不知道
？JoJo， do you know what it is?
不知道啊。被我佩服都不知道。
You're admired by me and you don't even know what it is.
Arthur, Kevin, Aaron, 啊？黑头发。
大胆！
今天中午不准吃饭，是老胡不开脱的这天。
David, time out for you at lunch, okay? No lunch for you. David said black hair.
我最佩服的就是你们那个 multitasking 的能力。
I admire your ability to multitask.
你看这些孩子们哈。
These kids.
他们可以一下子同时做好几件事情。
They can concurrently do many things all at once.
啊，耳朵里面听着音乐。
There's music blasting in their ears.
啊，打着拍子，头还摇来摇去。
And they're beating the they're going.
然后一面在电脑上面写报告。
And they're doing their reports on the computer.
需要翻参考书还可以翻一下。
And they can turn and look at their reference material for a little bit.
然后后来喝口珍珠奶茶。
And they'll drink some pearl milk tea.
吃口 In and Out 的 hamburger.
And take a bite of the In and Out burger.
然后又可以一面听着电话哈。
And then talk to somebody at the same time.
然后又可以看一下 YouTube 再回来。
And then go to their YouTube, look at it for a little bit, and then come back to what they're doing.
然后可以跟别人 chat 好几个 window 同时 chat.
And then all of a sudden there are multiple chats on their screen.
啊，这个人失恋了，跟他 oh I'm so sad 什么什么。
Oh, this person just lost their love. Oh, I'm so sad. I feel bad for you.
而另外一个明天说去哪里 hang out. Really? Oh, I will be there.
And then another chat. We're gonna go to this and such a place. Really? Oh, okay, I'm gonna go.
很多事连 most win 都是这样子随便的
and everything is happening all at the same time
然后我更佩服你们的是
and what I admire even more
你可以做这么多事情
you could do all the stuff
但是你还可以听得到爸爸妈妈偷偷来看你在干嘛
and you at the same time have the sense that mom and dad is watching you
就在爸爸妈妈看到你的时候你 screen 已经都换了然后在做功课
and at the very moment they come and see you all of a sudden you press the button your screen changes
how can you do that?
How do you do that?
你可以做这么多事情
you could do all these things so well
保罗说 one thing I do.
But Paul says, one thing I do.
我觉得你们年轻人只有一件事情是你们 focus 的。
And I pray that there's only but one focus for you.
就是在玩 game 的时候。
It's only when you're playing a game. A
什么事情都不能做。
You cannot do anything else but focus on the game.
你跟人家打到一半你快输了嘛。
And particularly when you're about to lose.
我们两年前跟于师母出外的时候我的儿子帮我 download 了一个、那个切水果的好、那个叫什么。
2 years ago, when Sister Nancy and I was traveling, my sons downloaded something on our phone.
他听说我们两个坐飞机都睡不着觉。
And they found that we couldn't sleep when we were on the plane, or this particular game that we could play on our phone.
就是切水果。
And these fruits would fall down, and we could slash them and cut them in half.
我踹了两下，我就觉得没意思了。
We tried a couple of times, and said, "Why would this be fun?"
我已经快两年没有两年都没动它了。
For 2 years, I've never even touched it.
他们上次说有那个孩子在那边切水果，切。
And then they say one time there was a kid that was just slashing through the fruits.
切到一半，那个手在这边擦来擦去。
And in the middle of the game, he was scratching himself.
因为他切的太专心了，都是汗，所以需要擦一擦。
So he was cutting it so fast, he was getting all sweating in his palm. He needed to dry his palm.
人家问他说你在干嘛
？And somebody asked, "What are you doing?"
他说我在磨刀。
And he's, "I'm sharpening my knife."
这是你们唯一专心的时候。
This is the only time you're focused on one thing.
我就不晓得为什么 generation gap 现在越来越大。
And I can't understand why our generation gap.
爸爸妈妈一专心起来，什么事都听不到的。
And when the parents are focused, they can't hear anything.
你跟他讲什么，他都啊啊。
And whatever you tell them, they're like, huh, huh.
他只能专心一件事情。
They can only focus on one thing.
你看，我们说读圣经要意思要讲三遍才能翻得到，对不对
？And discover that every time we tell brothers and sisters to go to a particular verse, we got to repeat it 3 times before you find it.
腓立比书三章七节，你讲完第一遍，他翻到腓立比书。
Philippians chapter 3:7, after you say the first time they get to the book of Philippians.
然后你要念第二遍，不然他不知道哪一个 chapter。他问你要说 which chapter。
Second time they won't know what chapter. Then you got to turn and say what chapter.
等到翻到第三章，他要问第几节的时候，你要讲第三遍。
When you're asking what chapter, we have to say the third time which verse. Then you
know which verse. We are so focused.
We are so focused.
相信 we are better than you, right? 我们比你们总是有一些强的地方。
So certainly, some areas were better than the young people, right?
弟兄姊妹啊，我们保罗非常专心的。
Paul is very singular in his heart.
他专心到一个地步，他说 "One thing I do."
He was so singular to the point he says, "One thing I do."
你就发现主跟保罗都常常用一来强调那件事情的重
要。You discover oftentimes the Lord and Paul would use the word one to describe how important.
所以主耶稣说不可以少的只有一件。
And Jesus says there's but one thing that you cannot do without.
讲到我们跟他的关系。
Talks about our relationship with him.
保罗说只有一件事情他做。
Paul said there's only but one thing that he's doing.
不是。他不做别的事情。
It's not that he's not doing anything else.
而是在他做所有的事情里面，他只有一个目的。
But in everything that he's doing, he has only but one purpose.
他要得着基督。
That he wants to lay hold of Christ.
这就来到我们教会墙壁上所写的那句话了。
And you'll see the words displayed in our meeting place.
我们一起来背好不好
？Let's recite it together.
基督是一切。
Christ is all.
又在一切之内。
And in all.
他知道在所有的遭遇里面
He knows that in all of his encounters
在所有的时间里面
And in all of his time
每一个日子里面
Every single one of his day
Christ is all and in all
Christ is all and in all
基督在所有的遭遇里面
In all of his circumstances, Christ is in it
我们都可以来经历基督来得着他
We can experience Christ, we can lay hold of Christ
我们可以从所有不同的角度来经历他
From every different perspective to experience Christ
我们可以从喜怒哀乐来交通来经历他
From joy, from sorrow, from anger We can experience Christ.
你可以从得胜经历他，你也可以从失败经历他。
From our victories, from our failures, we can experience Christ.
几乎没有一个角度我们不能够来经历他。
There's not one perspective where you cannot find Christ.
这就是保罗告诉我们。
So this is what Paul's telling us.
所以不要以为只有在很快乐的时候我们可以经历主。
Do not think that only in times of joy can we experience the Lord.
或者只有在讲台讲得很好的时候你才能经历主。
Only when I preach well that I can experience the Lord.
我要给你们打一点预防针好，你们听我道听太久了，如果将来越听越烦的时候，你更可以经历主。
I want to prepare you that as the day progresses, if you listen to me speak and you become more and more bothered by it, you can know that you can experience the Lord even then.
因为你从前光听就是听的，你现在一面听会一面为我祷告。
And in time past, you listen and you just listen now. In the future, you will listen, you will pray for me at the same time.
从前你听不会感恩的。
In time past, you're not thankful.
你将来听听听，哎呀，余弟兄终于讲了一句好听的话，感谢神。
And then in the future, you say, "Ah,、oh, finally, brother, you said something good. Praise the God, praise the Lord."
总有一点属灵内涵了哈。
Something spiritual of this content.
对对对，你发现我们会进步的。
So we can improve.
我们要在主的面前凡事来经历主。
So in everything, we need to experience the Lord.
要不甘心在我的遭遇中没有经历神。
We must not be.We are happy that in our circumstances we don't experience God.
我举过的一个很实在的例子，我觉得很贴切。
A very real example that's very close to us.
就是有一次我们在希腊的时候，我照相照了两三，大概一两张、两三张以后。
One time we were in Greece when we were taking some photos, and after a couple of photos I were taken.
我发现相机上面一个字，我才注意到写 No memory card.
And then all of a sudden I discovered that in the frame it says No memory card.
我相机里面没有插那个记忆卡。
And in the memory in the camera, I didn't put the memory card inside.
请问有没有任何人当你看到这句话以后会继续照相的？
Anybody after you see those words, you continue to press the button and take pictures?
有没有？
Anyone?
没有哈。
Nobody.
感谢主。
Praise God.
有基本智商。
These are basic intellect that we all possess.
但是属灵上为什么我们没有呢？
But yet spiritually, how come we're not the same?
为什么在这个遭遇里面我没有得着主，我里面不在乎呢？
Why is it that in this particular circumstance the words are flashing, there is no Christ?
当我 no memory card 的时候，我知道我再继续照都是白费的。
And when I see the words no memory card, I know no matter what pictures that I take,
它不会留下来。
They would not retain.
它没有留下任何的东西。
Nothing would be kept.
在我们人生的路上。
In our line.
在我们每一天的日子里面。
In every one of our days.
在我们每一个大小的经历里面。
In the big and small circumstances.
如果基督不在其中。
If Christ is not in it.
在永世里面 no memory.
And then in eternity to come, it is not counted. There's no memory.
No value.
There's no value.
就不留下来了。
Nothing would be kept.
所以这就是为什么保罗在哥林多前书第三章说，我们将来有一天有火要发现来试验我们的工程。
And this is why in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says that there's a fire that's going to test our works.
有一天我们都要把我们这一生的 memory card 交给主。
One day we're going to take our memory card and give it to the Lord.
结果我们没有在基督里来经历我们人生的话。
And everything that is not experienced through Christ in our lives.
你没有带着 memory card 来过你的人生来照相的话。
And you did not bring your memory card, this thing called Christ, to take the pictures in your days.
我们里面是空白的。
Then it is completely blank.
我们交不出东西来。
We cannot give anything to the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们带着它的时候。
But brother and sister, when we have it.
我们所有的遭遇。
All of our circumstances.
让我们得着基督。
We can lay hold of Christ.
让我们在基督里来经历他。
That in Christ we may experience what we're going through.
你就发现每一件事情都有永恒的价值。
And then you'll discover everything has an value in eternity.
因为基督被留下来了。
Because Christ is retained.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是保罗整个人生里面非常关键的一个意象和看见。
And this is the key vision, the key point of what Paul has saw in his life.
他不仅仅看见基督是主。
Not only did he see that Christ is the Lord.
他晓得原来神在基督里召我们。
And then he also knew that God has called us in Christ.
叫我们来得着他。
That we may lay hold of Christ.
所以有一节圣经，其实我们看一下《哥林多前书》第一章第，很快看一下哈，《哥林多前书》。
First Corinthians.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所招，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
你听到了没有？他怎么翻译的？ Call into the fellowship.
Again, the terms call into the fellowship.
叫我们与他的儿子相交。
That we may have fellowship with his Son.
所以我们今天被招出来。
So when we were called out,
弟兄姊妹，我们最做能够做最大的事情
，the greatest thing that we can do，
其实我们就是得着基督
，is to again lay hold of Christ。
我们在这里进入跟他儿子的 fellowship， 我们得着他，他成为我们的生命。
And we will enter into fellowship with Jesus. He may become our life at the very moment.
底下什么都有了
，and then everything will be ours.
这个生命自然会在我们里面流露。做主的工
this life will begin to overflow, will do the work of the Lord.
来活出该有的见证，来带下该有的祝福。
And it will live out the testimony that we're supposed to have, or will usher forth the blessing we're supposed to give.
好，所以彼得后书第一章也是告诉我们，他用他自己的荣耀和美德来招我们。
And 2 Peter also tells us that God has called us according to his own virtues.
让我们得到了既宝贵又极大又宝贵的应许。
That we may have this great and precious promise.
叫我们可以脱离世上从情欲来的败坏
that we may depart from the corruption that comes from the flesh
能够与他的圣洁与他的性情有份
that we may be partakers of his divine nature
yeah, to be the partaker of his divine nature 弟兄姊妹这就是神召我们
and this is why God has called us
所以我们在这样讲说我当做什么
and so when we say Lord what do you want me to do
这是保罗刚刚遇见主的时候他问的问题
this is the question that Paul asked the moment he met the Lord
但是他后来发现在我能够回答我该做什么，或是我真正该做什么的时候
，But before he can respond what he ought to do, what he's really supposed to do,
我必须先是什么？先是一个对的人。
I must be the right person.
我先是一个基督徒，是一个基督人。
I must be a Christ, a person, a Christian.
基督是我的生命。
That Christ has become my life.
基督是我最大的特点。
Christ is my greatest point.
Christian,
being a Christian
是 Christ.
It's Christ
加上 I-A-N
plus I-A-N
就是 I am nothing
I am nothing
好所以早期不翻基督徒叫基督人
and the earlier translation is called little Christ or Christ people
我们小的时候在台湾的时候读台大的喜欢称自己台大人
and when we were younger in Taiwan and we would call ourselves those who attend Taiwan National University
这个文化大学的文化学院的就称自己是文化人好像其他人都不文化
文化
culture well,
those who are in cultural studies and they would call themselves we're the cultured one as if no one else are cultured
所以我们叫北大的都叫北京人
so sorry it doesn't work
然后读植物系的就叫植物人机械系的叫机械人。
Those who are biologists, they're called vegetarians, and those who are those are who study mechanical engineering, they're robots.
Very good.
I tried.
What do you say?
I tried.
Okay. 所以前面那个是讲到你的特色。
And the very first is your description, your characteristic.
所以基督徒的特色，基督。
So to be Christians, the characteristic is Christ.
而且基督徒真的比不上基督人，就是 Christ 加上 I am nothing.
And to be a Christian is literally Christ, and then I am nothing.
我们都喜欢 do something, do something, 让我自己能够 be something.
And we all want to do something so that we can be someone.
我们可以变成一个名人，好。被大家拍掌，被大家称赞。
And we're willing to be a famous person that everybody would give us their accolades and their applause.
但是神真正要的。
But what God really wants.
是要在我们身上得到他的儿子耶稣基督。
That in our lives, that he may lay hold of his son, Jesus Christ.
他要在我们身上看见他儿子耶稣基督的荣美。
He wants to see in our lives the beauty of his son, Jesus Christ.
我们能够为主做的最大的功，就是在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
The greatest work that we can do is that no matter where we are, we could usher forth the fragrance of Christ through us.
所以保罗整个的一生。
So Paul's entire life.
当他这样子竭力的得着基督的时候。
And when he pursued and pressed for Christ.
他的这一生。
his entire life.
就充满了属天的祝福和影响力。
It's full of heavenly blessings and heavenly influences.
我在这里列了几节的经文给大家当做一个
参考。I list a couple of verses for your reference.
像哥林多前书九章十九节，还有二十二节的后半到二十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 19 and then 22 to 23.
保罗说他甘心。虽然没有人管辖，但是他甘心成为众人的仆人。
Although no one restrained him or constrained him to be, but he's more than willing to be the servant of all.
而到了二十二节、二十三节的时候，他说，在什么人中间，他做什么人，他是为无论做什么，他要与人同得福音的好处。
Verse 22-23, we see that he says, it doesn't matter who I am with, I want to be like those folks because that he may be fellow partakers of the benefits of the gospel.
请问圣经告诉我们福音是什么？
And what is the gospel?
你千万不要以为福音只是说叫人信耶稣，哎呀，你的罪就可以赦免，然后你将来可以上天堂。
I don't think that the gospel simply confined by the message of you need to believe in Jesus, then you'll have eternal life, you'll go to heaven.
你不要把福音当作一个道理，哈，一套东西在这里跟人家讲。
I don't treat the gospel as a set of truth that you could give to someone.
圣经上告诉我们，福音就是讲到他的儿子耶稣基督。
But the scripture says that the gospel is Jesus himself, the Son of God.
不光是给福音朋友听的，给所有人听的。
It's not just for the gospel friend, it's for all man.
我们天天都要高举福音，传扬福音，因为福音论到这福音就是讲到他儿子耶稣基督。
Because every day we need to proclaim the gospel, because when we speak of the gospel, we speak of his son, Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在这里说他甘心成为众人的仆人。
So Paul says, I'm more than willing to be the servant of all.
而且他不管做什么。
He said, no matter what I do.
他总是要与人同得福音的好处。
He says, I want to be the fellow partakers of the benefits of the gospel.
换句话说他无论做什么。
In other words, no matter what he does.
他总要与人同得基督的好处。
He wants to lay hold of Christ, the benefits of Christ with someone else.
把最好的祝福给别人。
He wants to give the very best blessings to others.
我想我们因为今天在座有几个福音朋友。
And I know because there's some gospel friends here today.
我跟你讲，福音朋友是世界上最傻的人。
I will tell you, gospel friends are the dumbest in the world.
是你搞不懂的人。
Those are people that we can't figure out.
你看我几年前在芝加哥参加福音大会的时候。在 Chicago 参加那个 Gospel Conference.
A few years ago, I was in Chicago with a Gospel Conference.
有一个牧师讲到他的 mother-in-law 在台湾卖水果摊的一个 lady.
And a pastor was talking about his mother-in-law who sells fruits in a fruit stand in Taiwan.
他的岳母没受过什么教育，可是非常爱主。
His mother-in-law wasn't very educated, but she loved the Lord.
人家来买套水果的时候，他今天批的那一批水果如果不甜的话
，And somebody would come and buy her fruits, but if she knew that the fruits that she was selling that day wasn't sweet,
他就跟人家说：“我今天的西瓜不甜，你要吃西瓜去买别家的。”
And she would tell all her potential customers, "My melons aren't very sweet today. You might want to purchase from that person."
你说这个不是傻瓜是什么
？Don't you think that is very dumb?
我前两天在英国的时候听到一个牧师讲哈
，And a few days ago, I heard a pastor in England say,
他说现在什么都是假的。
He said, everything is fake these days.
人都很紧张啊。
And everybody is very terrified and afraid.
他说有一个人想要自杀哦。
And one day, a person wanted to commit suicide.
他买了毒药吃了以后没死。
And he bought poison, he ate it, but he didn't die.
因为毒药是假的。
And the poison was fake.
所以他后来又换了一个牌子进口的。
So he changed a different brand that was an import.
结果那个进口的 label 也是假的，吃的还是没死。
And that imported label was also fake, and he ate it, but he was still alive.
所以他后来想说，这个大难不死，必有后福。
And he says, all these trials, I'm still not dead. There must be hope for me.
他说，那我干脆好好享受好了。
And so I will enjoy my life.
所以他就买酒来喝了。
So he went and bought wine so he can enjoy and indulge.
结果一喝酒死了。
And then, but he drank the wine, but he was poisoned by it.
因为酒是假的。
Because the wine was fake.
你发现现在什么东西都是假的。
And discovered everything was fake.
基督徒是最傻的，对啊，那我讲错了。
你说福音朋友、啊、Correction, our pastor you meant to say Christians are the dumbest.
我刚刚讲福音朋友是最傻的，那对不起了。真的，抱歉哈。
I'm sorry.
希望我没有绊倒你们。
I'm sorry. I was still sleeping.
那你们要原谅我刚从天上下来哈。
I really did just come down from heaven above.
只不过我看你们离基督徒也不远。
You're not far from being Christians.
因为你们也蛮傻的。
Because you guys were pretty dumb.
被骂不还口。
I scolded you and you didn't say a word.
这是只有主耶稣的身上的表现，那被骂不还口，所以你们离信主很近了。
This can only be seen in the life of Jesus. You're very close to being like Christ.
谢谢哈。
Thank you.
我万一我骂错了，你们再送纸条给我。
If I said something wrong again, send the notes up. All right.
你看，因为我坐飞机根本睡不着的。好。他甘心成为众人的仆人。
And he's more than willing to be the servant of all.
他无论做什么，总要跟别人同得福音，或是同得基督的好处。
And no matter what he did, he wants to lay hold of the benefits of the gospel with all men.
他希望能够给人带来祝福。
That he wants to bring about blessing for everyone.
那你就发现今天世界上的人。
You discover the people in this world.
我在这里所用的话，好，那保罗说，他说我凡是与众人有益的，或是关乎神旨意的，他说我没有一项避讳不说。
And so I said in these words that he did not withhold any words that pertain to the beneficial of all man or the will of God.
这是保罗对以弗所教会长老所讲的话。
And these are the words that he says to the elders of the church of Ephesus.
只要是神的旨意。
As long as these things pertain to the will of God.
只要是对我们真正有好处的。
As long as they are beneficial to us.
他没有一样避讳不说。
He said that he did not withhold any of his words.
你发现连我们已经都是基督徒了，有时候都还不好说，对不对？
You discover a lot of time when we're Christians, sometimes it's hard to say some things.
甚至连跟自己的儿子都不好说。
Sometimes it's even difficult to say it to our own sons.
我们就怕破坏关系。
We worry about ruining relationships.
我们就怕伤了和气。
We worry about destroying the harmony.
这表示我们认为那个好的东西不够好。
And so we don't realize how wonderful the thing that we're holding back.
那真好的话，我们就会不敢不说的。
But if it's really good, then we ought to say it, right?
哎，我们很多的时候就不敢说，那个面子胜过了别的。
A lot of times we're afraid to say it because we want to save our face.
有一年我跟于师母到中国去啊。
One year, Nancy and myself went to China.
我们去了好几次以后，才有机会去长城。
And we went to China many years, and we finally got the opportunity to go to the Great Wall.
那天我们几个人打了一辆车子一起跑去。
And that one day we all took a car together and we went to the Great Wall.
那个司机开车简直是快得不得了。
And that taxi driver was driving like a madman.
而且那个车子也烂，技术也烂。
And the car was terrible, was in bad shape, and the driver was bad.
我就很紧张，我就坐在后面，连我这样子好的 driver 我都紧张。
And I, you know, such a great driver like myself, I was nervous sitting in the back watching him drive.
平常也敢开快车，只是看他那个样子不行。
And I speed sometimes, but when I look at the way he's speeding.
所以我在后面跟他讲了三次了，至少三次前后，我说师傅你开慢一点。
So three times I said, sir, can you please slow down a bit?
你会听到余弟兄跟你说开慢一点，那种人是很少碰到的。
And you seldom find me say these words to anyone. Can you slow down a bit?
我常常坐你们车子都需要长久忍耐又有恩慈的。
And oftentimes when I'm a passenger in your car, I need to have patience and I need to endure long suffering.
如果你们多注意一点，你会发现我坐在 passenger seat, 我的脚还在帮你踩刹车。
And you discover that if I'm on the passenger side, my right foot is actually trying to tell you to speed up a little bit.
因为有时候你们不光开得慢，开得也不好。
And a lot of times, not only do you drive slowly, but you drive lousy.
我又得罪人了，有没有人要送字条子？
Leave the notes down there, okay?
所以我跟他讲，我跟他起码讲了三次了。
So I told this taxi driver at least three times.
他都不慢。
And he didn't even pay attention to what I was saying.
后来我想，不要光我讲了，我就拍拍前面的弟兄啊，坐在他隔壁的弟兄。
And so I hinted the brother that was sitting next to him.
我就小声跟他讲，我说你提醒他慢一点。
And I said, can you tell him to slow down a little bit?
然后我们的弟兄是一个非常有爱心的弟兄。
And our brother is one that is full of love.
他就很久开不了口。
And for the longest time, he wouldn't say anything.
那看在我比他大半年的份上，我再拍他的时候，他就讲了。
And he respected the fact that I was 6 months older than him, and I reminded him one more time, so he said something.
他说：“师傅啊，您车子引擎真好，马力真大。
”He said, "Sir, you have a wonderful car with a very strong engine."
Powerful, huh? 然后他居然变成夸他了。
Instead of telling him to slow down, he turned it into a praise.
我想没有但以理的智慧，他是听不懂这种话，是在骂他。
I said, this man do not have the wisdom of Daniel. There's no way he can understand that we're trying to tell him to slow down, right?
果然他讲完的时候，师父高兴得不得了，这个车子我就是喜欢他。
And after he told the driver even was more elated. He went even faster.
弟兄姊妹，这样子怎么成全弟兄姊妹？
How do we fulfill one another?
那保罗说，只要与你有益的。
Paul says, as long as what I have to say is beneficial to
you,
there's nothing that I held back.
他就是希望在他今生有生之年把最好的给神家。
So that this life, we would all give our very best into the house of the Lord.
能够把他最好的能够给神的儿女，给神。
We would give our very best to the children of the Lord.
这个有一次有一个记者在马路上访问这个街上的居民。
There was a reporter once walking through the streets asking the residents.
因为现在都开放了，很多人都喜欢到海外来。
And a lot of people are traveling. They like to travel from afar.
所以移民现在是一个潮流，是一个风潮。
Immigration coming to the states became something that everyone did.
所以有一个记者就去访问了哈，例如说问到陈明。
So somebody, for example, went to our brother Ming and interviewed him.
他说：“你身为中国人，你能够为国家做什么？”
Being a Chinese, what can you do for your country?
他毫不犹豫的就说：“移民。”
And he says,
人家问他为什么？
He did not pause a bit. He says, "Change my citizenship." And somebody asked him why.
他说：“因为不给国家添乱子。”
Because I'm not going to cause my country any trouble.
所以他要访问来访问德雄。
And so he came and asked Anthony.
你这身为爱国的人，爱国主义者，应该为国家做什么？
Be a person that loves your country. What is it that you would do?
他说移民。
And he says, change my citizenship.
人家就问他为什么？
And then they would ask him why.
他说去给帝国主义添乱子。
I will create problem for that other nation.
他 always 有理由来 justify 他要做的事情。
And he always has an excuse to justify what he's doing.
请最近移民的弟兄们不要送条子，好。
Again, those who just recently immigrated, please keep your tags.
我们非常欢迎你们来。
We really, really welcome you here in the States.
我们不怕你给教会添乱子。
We don't mind you bring trouble into the church.
在这里有主在。
Because God is here.
弟兄姊妹，我们到底能不能心里面一直想的就是真正要给神家、给神儿女们带来祝福
？Is it in our mind that we always thinking how can I bring blessings to God's house?
因为后现代主义，他的思维方式、他的 lifestyle 全都是自己。
Because postmodernism, everything is about ourselves. Everything is about me.
连来到教会都是这样。
Oftentimes, forgive me for saying, even when we come to church, it's about me.
到底你们 worship style 合不合乎我的看法
？Does your worship style suit?The way I look at things.
到底你们牧师传道人讲道合不合我的胃口
The way your pastors speak, does it satisfy me?
你们婴儿设备到底够不够干净
And your children ministry facility, is it clean enough?
弟兄姊妹，他们说这个叫做消费主义，现在也进到神家来了。就是commercialism
has entered into God's house.
就是你到底怎么样子来 satisfy 我，怎么样子来 entertain 我。
How is it that can you satisfy me? How is it that you can entertain me?
如果今天的 worship leader 或者今天唱诗讲到很好的话，等一下传奉献带就多赏一点，因为老子今天很爽。
And if the worship team sang real well and the pastor spoke something that I liked, then I'll give a little more money when the basket comes because I feel good today.
今天余弟兄讲到又多了十分钟，今天不奉献。
Oh, Pastor, you ran over by 10 minutes.No offerings today.
我还有二十分钟，我快完了。
I'm almost done.
我快讲完了。
I'm almost finished with what I have to say.
以后不要时差的时候讲到，对不起哈。弟兄姊妹，保罗这一生就是愿意带来祝福。
And this is the way Paul wants to live his life to be a blessing.
你看圣经上怎么形容他
？You see how the Bible describes him.
他不管到哪里去
，No matter where he went.
福音朋友都帮他做见证。
And all the gospel friends were witnessing for him.
他在帖撒罗尼迦的时候，人家说那个搅乱天下的人到这里来了。
And when he was Thessalonica, everyone said, "Though he who has turned the world upside down, he has come here too."
你看英文翻的真的很够味哈 ，"Turn the world upside down."
And this is the man that has turned the world upside down.
他来是有很明显、很明显的影响力。
He came with a very distinct and very obvious influence.
而且把它翻转过来了。
Turn our world upside down.
从前你人生的态度、人生的哲学、价值观是这样。
In time past, our philosophy, the way we looked at life, it was this way.
我们现在把你给翻过来。
And now he's turned it around.
改变道路，走耶稣永生的路。
He's changed our path. We're now on the path of Christ, the Christ of eternity.
去追求永恒的价值。
To pursue those things have eternal value.
从世界王的辖制底下来接受宇宙真主宰的带领。
From being a slave under the master of this world to become a slave of the master of the universe.
这叫做 make a U-turn to God.
And this is what it means to make a U-turn to God.
180度。
To turn 180 degrees. To God.
而当他到了以弗所的时候
，And when he came to Ephesus,
整个城都轰动起来。
It says the whole city was filled with an uproar.
你知道以弗所城不是小城。
And the city of Ephesus is not a small city.
以前我在德州在 Dallas 往南开的时候，晚上经过一个小town，整个town里面才25个人。
And I was in Dallas one time. I was driving south. I was passing a town. There was only a population of 25.
阴森森的在那里写什么什么town，然后。 population 25 个。
And then I see a sign, and it was very quiet, very dreary. And then it
says, 25个让整城轰动也不容易, okay?
And to cause a town of 25 people to an uproar, that is difficult enough already.
但是保罗来到以弗所,整城轰动了。
But when Paul came to Ephesus, the entire city was in an uproar.
他在该撒利亚,人家告他的时候,他说,看这个人,他像个瘟疫一样。
And when he was Caesarea, the people said, look at this man, he's like a disease.
弟兄姊妹就让人家在他身上带着无法抗拒的影响力。
He has a power of influence that cannot be stopped.
你不可能不受我影响。
And there's no way you cannot be influenced by this man.
你可以管我, 你可以叫我闭嘴不讲话, 但是你不能不受我影响。
And you can tell me not to say a word, you can tell me to be quiet, but you will be influenced by me.
你看 SARS跟感冒 或是瘟疫, 需不需要说, 哎, 陈明啊, 我有瘟疫, 他就中奖了。
And SARS or any kind of epidemic that we would go to someone and say, hey, I'm going to...
我根本不需要讲话。
I'm going to pass it on to you. You may not even have to do anything.
我走过去拍他一下, 他可能也中奖了。
I could go up to him and just pat him on the shoulder and he will have what I have.
哦, 对不对? 我们只要在一个房间里面, 可能你就中奖了。
And perhaps in the same room, we'll all get sick because the one person is sick.
你同一架飞机下来, 只要有人有 SARS, 全部都要隔离, 因为你可能中奖。
You come down from the same flight with a person who has SARS, and everyone has to be quarantined.
哎呦, 弟兄姊妹, 保罗的影响力是非常具体的。
Paul's power of influence is so practical.
是非常广的, 整个城都影响。
It is so broad that the entire city is influenced.
而且是不能够抗拒的。
And it is an influence that cannot be stopped.
我们何等希望我们所有的弟兄姊妹, 我们从自己的家开始。
And brothers, how we pray that from our own homes, from our own family, we will begin there.
从我们自己的小组聚会,
in our own small groups, in our small fellowships.
从我们自己所在的服事团队, 不管你是 worship team, 你是整洁组, 是 project team, 是 AV team, 不管你是哪一个组。
In our service group, no matter what services that we engage ourselves in,
保罗整个的这一生,
Paul's entire life,
他就是到哪里去, 把基督的祝福带来。
So no matter where he went, he brought the blessings of Christ.
所以你看他讲到腓立比教会的时候,
so when he talked about the church of Philippi,
他说我活着就是基督,
so for me to live is Christ,
我死了就有益处。
And for me to die is gain.
他想到去见主的时候, 他说那是好的无比的事情。
And when he thinks about going to see the Lord, he said, there's nothing that could be better than this.
哦, 不好意思问你们一下哈。
And I kind of want to ask you guys,
你们真觉得去见主是好的无比的请举手。
And how many of you think that to see the Lord right now is just
感谢主啊,
wonderful?
真是不少。 那么想今天就去见的请举手。
Those of you who want to see the Lord today, raise your hand.
少很多了哈。
Not as many hands, right?
因为我们还有未了的事, 对不对?
Because there are unfinished business.
我们还觉得自己没预备好。
There we probably feel that we're not ready yet.
但是保罗讲说好的无比是真的。
But Paul, when Paul says, it is so wonderful for me to be with the Lord.
你们也不是说你们讲的是假的, 免得又有人要传纸条了。
I'm not saying you're lying, okay? Keep the notes.
我相信我们都是真的了。
I know that we're all sincere with our hearts.
我很多时候也都觉得好想去见主。
A lot of times, I want to go see the Lord.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
保罗想去见主, 倒没有什么稀奇。
And Paul wanting to go see the Lord is not something that's miraculous.
因为很多人都想去见主。
It's not a marvel because everybody, a lot of people wants to see the Lord.
特别是活得痛苦或不耐烦的人。
Particularly those who are living in pain and they don't want to live any longer.
或是那些真的非常倾心爱主, 跟主的关系好到真想马上去见他。
Or those who are really dear and really close to the Lord, they're so intimate that they really want to see the Lord now.
但是难的事情。
But the difficult thing is,
这保罗那么清楚, 有把握知道, 我留下来对你们是有益的。
Paul says with such certainty that for me to remain is for your benefit.
他不光知道我留下来对你们是有益的。
He not only knows that for me to stay, it is for your gain.
他那个说我, 你们要因为我再到你们那里去。
And he says that because I am going to you again,
能够使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
And that you may grow in joy and in knowledge concerning the faith.
他不仅仅有那个把握, 知道说我现在不能走。
He not only has the knowledge and the certainty that I cannot leave now.
不是他不想走,
it's not that I don't want to go.
他说那实在是好的, 太好了。
He said, it is so wonderful to be with the Lord.
但是我知道我留下来是有目的, 是有价值的。
But he says, I know that I remain because there is a purpose, there's a reason, there's a value.
就是为着你们, 为着这些周围的人。
It's for you all, for the people around me.
保罗是独身, 他没有家庭。
And Paul was single, he didn't have a family.
他就是为着弟兄姊妹。
And he lived his life for brothers and sisters.
他知道我多留一天, 对你们就有益。
He knows that for another day, of his life is for the benefit of those who are around him.
而且他能够那么清楚他的益处是什么。
He's so certain and understands what the benefits that he can bring.
能够让你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
That concerning the faith that you may grow in joy and in knowledge.
弟兄姊妹,我们有这个把握吗?
Do we have that certainty?
我觉得我们常常讲不出来。
I know oftentimes we can't say the same words, right?
我自己知道在我身上就不是这样。
I know that in my life I can't say these words often.
因为每个礼拜要祷告会都没有人坐我旁边。
And because every Tuesday night there's nobody that would sit next to me.
我不管怎么样让位置让到中间去旁边空三个还是没有人坐我旁边。
And the prayer meeting I would give more seats to others. I would sit in the middle. No matter how many seats I leave open, nobody would sit next to me.
如果你们想到跟余弟兄在一起是又长进又喜乐，一定我旁边都挤满人。
And obviously nobody thinks that they're going to grow in knowledge and enjoy when they sit next to me. So nobody sits next to me, I guess.
反正保罗他知道他留下来是有目的的。
So Paul again, he knew that when he stayed, he had a purpose.
而且你只要跟我在一起，你一定要得祝福。
And if you're with me, you're going to be blessed.
你会长进。
You're going to grow.
你会喜乐。
You're going to rejoice.
所以你看他写罗马书的时候。
So when he wrote the book of Rome, Romans,
他说他将来希望来罗马教会的时候能够到西班牙去一趟。
He said, when I come to you, I want to be able to come to Rome.
所以他说我晓得我去的时候。
And he says that I know that when I come to you,
他说我必带着基督丰盛的恩典而去。
So I shall come in the fullness of the blessings of the gospels of Christ.
第一个讲一定必，他一定会带。
And he says the word I shall, I will.
而且是带着基督丰盛的恩典而来。
And in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得这是多么宝贵的事情
？Brothers and sisters, how precious is this?
那我希望我们在座所有的弟兄姊妹。
And I pray that all the brothers and sisters who are sitting here.
好。我们效法保罗一件事
that we may imitate Paul in this one thing
就是我们以后每一次来到神儿女们中间
that every time we come in the gathering of God's people
我没有说每次来 SVCA 的时候我没有那么自私
I did not say every time you come to SVCA I'm not that selfish
而是说你每一次来到神儿女们的聚会中间的时候
but every time you find yourself in the middle of God's people
我们能不能效法保罗带着基督丰盛的恩典而去
that we may bring forth the fullblessing of the gospel of Christ to that place
让弟兄姊妹能够因为我们的出现
that brothers and sisters because that I am there
他们能够从我们的身上得到祝福
may be blessed through us
他们能够在我们的身上他们产生喜乐
that in their life joy may be brought forth
你要不要在脑筋里面稍微这样子 process 二三十秒钟
can we think about this for a little bit in our mind
你是 Cyprus 的，你在想我下次去 Cyprus 聚会的时候，我要怎样把主的恩典带来
？If you're in the Cyprus Fellowship, maybe you want to think about how can I bring forth the blessings of the gospel of Christ.
你是 campus， 不要因为年轻觉得自己没东西带。
If you're in the campus fellowship, do not despise that you are young, that I don't have anything that I can bring.
你能不能说因着我来今天 campus 的聚会？要更喜乐一点，要更长进一点
？Can you say that because of my presence, there is more joy, there's more understanding of knowledge of Christ?
同样招待主也好，饭食主也好，任何的侍奉也好。
And for the ushers, for those who are taking care of meals, whatever services that we're in.
我们 worship team， 你每一次来的时候，你是不是都预备好了
？And worship team members, every time we come, we are fully prepared.
弟兄姊妹，我们要用这样子的心态 apply 在我们的生活里面。
And we need to have this heart attitude in everything we do in our lives.
同样，我们弟兄姊妹们下班回家的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when we get off work and when we get home.
从我们踏进家门的那一刻开始。
From the moment that we open the front door and steps in.
家里面的人会因为我回来了。又长进又喜乐。
Will the family rejoice and grow in the knowledge of Christ because I have entered in?
不会说哦哦，糟糕，他又回来了。
Then nobody would be saying, "Oh oh, he's back again."
或者在聚会的时候，你一进门，人家就说哦哦，他又来了。
Or in the middle of a meeting, somebody would say, "Oh oh, he or she's back again."
弟兄姊妹啊，这是神召我们的目的。
Brothers and sisters, God has called us for this.
当我们真跟基督有对的关系。
When we're in the right relationship with Christ.
当我们更多得着基督的时候。
When we lay hold of more of Christ.
我们里面是丰富的。
There should be richness within us.
而且我们里面有基督的爱在我们里面。
There should be the love of Christ in us.
我们在这里真的是会只想请酒，不知饮酒。
We really would have this mindset that we just want to pour out the wine and not for the taking of ourselves.
我们只想拨饼掰饼给别人。
We just want to be the one that breaks bread and be the one that gives.
我们不想留下来。
And we don't want to keep it for ourselves.
这样子的教会。
This kind of church
是蒙福的教会。
It's a church that is greatly blessed.
这样子的器皿。
And this kind of vessel
是神愿意使用的器皿。
It's a vessel that God wants to use.
它不仅仅跟神的关系正常。
Not only does he have a right relationship with God,
它里面是丰富的。
He has an abundance in him.
它是有东西可以给。
There are things within him that can give.
而且当他在这里说主啊我在这里。
So when he says, Lord, I am here.
主啊我应该做什么。
Lord, what is it that you want me to do?
那这样子的人不管神把他摆到哪里去。
This kind of person, no matter where God places him,
他不仅仅承受的
Not only then can he be an inheritor of the blessings of God,
他也成为别人的祝福。
He may become a blessing to everyone.
真的巴不得我们一起来，好不好？
Can we all do it together?
我们好好的爱主。
We all love the Lord together.
我们要唱一首诗歌。
We're going to sing this hymn together.
409首。
409.
在我们唱之前，我们先有个祷告，我们请低头。
But before we sing, let's pray together. Would you bow your heads?
虽然我刚才已经跟福音朋友们道歉过了。
And though I already apologized to all the gospel friends.
但是我现在希望弥补刚才的错误。
And I really want to undo, try to undo the error that I made.
我们实在希望把最好的祝福能够让你们接受。
I really want to give the opportunity for you to receive the best of blessings.
万事万物都在改变。
All things are changing.
只有耶稣基督从来没有改变。
Only Jesus, never.
神所有的祝福都在他的里面赐给了我们。
All of God's blessings has been given to us through His Son Jesus Christ.
不仅仅天上各样属灵的祝福在基督里给我们。
Not only the blessings of the heavenly realm has been given to us through Christ.
神生命那个荣耀丰盛自由的生命也都在基督里给了我们。
The fullness and the freedom that is in the life of Christ has been given to us.
我们非常诚恳地邀请你接受耶稣做救主。
We earnestly ask that you will receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
我们不是邀请你加入基督教。
We're not asking you to be part of a religion.
我们也不是邀请你加入细谷基督徒聚会。
And we're not asking you to be a member of SVCA.
我们是在这里请求你接受耶稣基督的救赎。
We're asking you to accept and receive the salvation of Jesus Christ.
接受他做你个人的救主。
That he may be your personal savior.
洗净我们所有的罪。
To wash away all of your sins.
洁净我们。
To cleanse us.
让他可以充满我们。
That he may fill us.
所以我们中间有没有任何福音朋友在这两天的聚会里面？
Are there any friends among us in these last few days?
你觉得里面有感动，你愿意来接受耶稣？
You feel that there is a move within your heart that you want to accept Jesus.
你愿意像基督徒一样更多的来认识他？
Just like the Christians, you want to come to know him more.
有没有这样子的人？请你在位置上把手举起来。
If there is such a person, would you please raise your hand where you're sitting?
不要管别人哈，这是你个人的事情。
Don't worry about the people around you. This is your personal matter.
这是你人生中最重要的事情。
This is the most important things for your life.
基督徒各式各样的都有。
They're all kinds of Christians.
但是有一件事情是他们一样的。
There's one thing that they all have in common.
就是从来没有人因为信耶后悔信耶稣信得太早。
And no one ever regretted that I became a Christian too soon.
总是巴不得早一点信他。
They all long and wish that I believed in Jesus sooner.
所以我们最后再问一次，有没有这样子的福音朋友？
I make the extension one more time. Anyone?
你愿意很简单的把你的心打开来说，耶稣，我愿意认识你，我愿意接受你。
With a very simple act, you want to open up your heart and say, Jesus, I want to receive you. I want to know you.
包括我们中间自己的孩子们。
And even among our kids.Who are at our church.
如果在你这一生里面从来没有这样举手表示说你愿意接受耶稣做你 personal savior 的话，请你现在这是一个机会。
If in your life you've never raised your hand and accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior, now is your chance.
最后再问一次，有没有这样子的人，请你把手举起来。
Is there anyone here?
有没有？感谢主。还有没有？
Praise the Lord.
还有没有？不要管别人啊，这是你个人这一生最重要的事情。我
Don't worry about the people around you.
还有没有这样子的人？好，那我们唱409。我先祷告，主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Well, Jesus, we thank you.
你永远是我们最亲爱的主。
You are forever our dearest Lord.
主啊，让我们不仅仅在这里享受你给我们的救恩。
And not only do we enjoy your salvation.
让我们也愿意把我们这一生的主权交在你的手中。
But we may yield the lordship into your life.
保罗在遇见你的第一天，他就说：“主啊
，The very first day he met you, Lord。”
主，但愿我们这一生，当我们在这里称呼你主啊的时候
，And in our days, the remaining days as we say Lord，
我们能够跟保罗一样，愿意让你在凡事上居首位
，Just like Paul, that you may have the first place in everything。
我们愿意这一生只有一个标杆，一个目的，就是要更多得着你。
I pray that there's only but one goal and one purpose in this life is to lay hold of you more and more.
好，让我们在你面前不仅承受祝福，也能够成为别人的祝福。
Not only can we receive blessings from you, but we may be a blessing to everyone around us.
主啊，我在这里。
Lord, I am here.
吸引我。
Lord, draw me.
主啊，我在这里。
Lord, I am here.
带领我走这条路。
Lead me this way.
让我能够积极地往前。
That I may proactively follow you and move forward.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们唱409首。
Hymn 409.
我的心爱主，你是我一生，为你是我一切，我皆虚幻。白昼或黑夜，我最 隔壁的弟兄姊妹讲，唯有基督是我们的意向，是我们的标杆。
Christ be my vision, Christ be my aim.
然后我们也希望我们无论做什么，总要与众人同得基督的好处。
And no matter what I do, I may lay hold of the blessings, but be partakers of the blessing of the gospel of Christ with all men.
好，我们把时间交给大会的主席。